to the gospel and that first reading, two powerhouse readings that reveal so much to us about what is true and what we're called to do and how we're called to live. If we can remember back to last Friday, the school mass, the gospel was about the multiplication of the loaves and the fishes. How there were all those people, 5 or 10,000 people, that Jesus was able to feed with just a little bit of bread and a few fish. God, Jesus, showing his power and his concern to feed. And ever since then, every day during Mass, we've been hearing more about what we call the Bread of Life discourse, where St. John, the gospel writer, helps us to understand about the Holy Eucharist. And today, it makes it so clear. There's no question, there's no doubt. What Jesus says and what he means, this is my body, this is my flesh. And unless you eat my flesh, you have no life within you. Pretty powerful, pretty bold statement. You know, so the life that he's speaking of is not the life like, you know, plants are alive and animals are alive. There's a different kind of life that we speak about with the faith. It's the life of God. The very stuff that makes God, God, he wants that to be inside each one of us, each one of you. And the way that you receive that life of God, so that you can think like God, you can act like God, you can love like God. The way we receive that life is through the sacraments. First in baptism, and then in the Holy Eucharist. And this is what God wants. And this is what he means when he says this. And for the people hearing, it was difficult. It was a challenge to them to understand. And so sometimes for us, the teaching on the Eucharist or any of the teachings of the church can be difficult for us. But Jesus said it, and it's true. So much like in our classes sometimes, like when we're little, right? I don't know what the number 2 is or the color red is, but I trust my teacher. Then as we get older, we learn about science and we learn about math and we learn about these other things that sometimes are difficult to understand. But because the teacher is telling us, we trust that what they're telling us is true. And so we just do the homework and we do the practice so that eventually what they've told us becomes part of us. This is the same thing with the faith. I don't have to wonder if it's true. It is true because Jesus said so. I have to just make it true for me. I take what is given to me and say, Lord, I don't understand, but I believe you, I love you, so help me understand. This is how we wrestle with the teachings of the church that may be difficult. That God is God and he loves you and he gives you the things that you need so that his life can be inside of you and you can remain with him forever. And then when we die, we go to heaven, and we're with God forever. And this is what the Eucharist is all about. The Eucharist helps us to stay close to Jesus. And so in a special way, we're all praying for our second graders. Because in like 8 days, you get to receive the Eucharist for the first time. Now you get to receive. You get to receive Jesus inside of you. And then his life becomes part of you. That means you get to be Jesus. Because he's living inside of you. And that's what St. Paul said, right? In the first reading, the conversion of St. Paul, when Jesus told St. Paul that what he was doing to the Christians, he was doing to Jesus. And so this famous passage of the conversion of St. Paul, there's lots of details here. You know, so Paul was very famous. Everyone knew who Paul was because he was a popular teacher in the community. And he was opposed to the Christians. He had the best teacher who taught him everything, but he was opposed to the Christians until this moment. And then we saw and we heard what happened when he encountered Jesus. And now that we know the story, after this encounter with Jesus, the whole world changed. because of what happened to St. Paul in this moment. I'll come back to him in a second, but then also Ananias had a conversion as well. Ananias is the person that Jesus used to help bring Paul to a conversion. But Ananias didn't want to do it. Did we remember what we heard? Ananias said, "But Lord, I have heard these things about him." Ananias was closed to what God wanted for him because of the things he had heard about somebody else. What he heard may have been true, it may have been exaggerated, it may not have been true, but he was basing his decision upon what he had heard about somebody else. And this is why gossip is so wrong, because it hurts someone's opportunity to encounter Jesus. This is why we should never gossip. And just because we hear things about people, we should never make decisions based upon the things that we hear. Because in this story, God was wanting Ananias to be the vehicle for conversion. And what if he had just said, "No, I'm not doing it because I heard these things about him. I know who he is. I know how he is. I'm not going to do it." You know, we do the same thing sometimes. That we hear things about people and we make judgments about the things that we hear. And then we continue the gossip and we continue the bad words and we continue the destroying of their reputation. We never know how God is trying to use us in those moments. And so we need to pray like Ananias to be open to sharing God's love with everyone regardless. And so you can think about maybe there are people sitting close to you, people in your family, that you've kind of shut off and said, "I don't want that. I don't want what's good for them." And so we just close them off. We need to be open to that. But back to St. Paul. Now, he changed the world because he allowed Jesus to change his life. And that's what we hope and pray for each one of you. And I was thinking about this. You know, every so often there's a pop star or a Hollywood actor or some kind of famous person who has a conversion, and it becomes very popular, very famous, and everyone's talking about it. So even before she dropped her albums last night, I was thinking, what if Taylor Swift converted? I know many of us at all of our ages love her music, but you know, she's not good. Her music's not good. Her lifestyle's not good. She promotes abortion. She promotes things that are contrary to what Jesus wants for us. So we shouldn't be listening to her music. It's not good. We shouldn't go to her concerts. We shouldn't have parties based upon her name. We should pray for her and pray for her conversion. Because imagine what would happen if someone who is so popular, millions and millions of people adore her, idolize her, worship her. St. Paul was that type of person. Everyone was so enamored with him. And when he changed the world. And so we have to be careful, one, of who we follow, who we give our attention and our money to. And she's not the only one, but I know right now she's the most popular. And many of us follow her. You know, she teaches us horrible things. I mean, like, heartbreak is not normal. Heartbreak is not something that we should be celebrating. You know, it's sad when our hearts get broken. And to make it a thing is not good. And so, when we hear the readings today and the possibility for conversion, like, we want to be like Ananias. We want to be like St. Paul. To turn away from all the bad things in our life so that we can live for Jesus and then change the world for good. We want to be like Ananias so the Lord can use us to help other people come to know him. And so as we receive the Holy Eucharist and the life of God comes inside of us and we are changed that we can be the light of Jesus, then we can be like Paul and Ananias. And all the great saints that we always hear about. And this is the gift that you have as coming to a Catholic school. Because you don't have to follow the crowds. You don't have to do what everybody else is doing and saying what everybody else is saying is popular. You have the opportunity to follow Jesus. To say no to the things of this world and to say yes to life. Yes to eternal life. That's what's available for you today and every day. Let's pray for that grace to turn away from sin and to allow Christ to use us to be a light to the world, to bring his life to everyone we meet.